Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my co-host, my family, and my friends, and all of my newcomers, and each and every one of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. On tonight, we are going to have the opportunity to meditate to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. One of the things is God revealed to me while I was planning for this ministry is that God says in the revelation of God, God has bestowed his favor, his grace, and his mercy upon the people. And he begins to explain, he begins to give the revelation that we are just to focus on him. God says, you know, in other words, because there are people on here who are thinking about, who are worried about things, and God says, right now, we need to be at a point where we just thank God and we meditate on his goodness and his mercy and his grace, because there's not enough thank you, God. There's not enough meditation. There's not enough praise to give unto God when God bestows his favor, grace, and mercy upon the people spiritually. And so we want to already be in a good place, as God is revealing. He says, you're in a good place at this time because you have a relationship with me. You're in a good place. You're in a blessed place. Whatever you do, you shall prosper. Whatever you plant, it shall grow in the name of Jesus, not because of who you are, but because of whose you are and because of who sent you. And so this is a time where I want everybody, before we even get started, to just focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't focus on anything else, right? Pretend like you're a being that is just, your purpose is to live and enjoy life, right? And that's how we should live each and every day. Just live and enjoy life, right? And easier said than done. But with God, everything is possible, amen. Praise the Lord. And so we're going to have a good time just meditating on God, but we want to go ahead and read Psalms 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. I'm sorry, I was getting a revelation. Okay, listen. All right, so right now, at this particular time, because when we're meditating, we're going to have time to just be in the arms of God and Jehovah and Allah and Elohim and El Shaddai, Yahweh. We're going to have that opportunity. And this is an opportunity for us to have corporate prayer but be independent, right? So that means that there are 250 individuals on this line right now. Be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that their freedomloveshow.com is on, stellogospelmusic.com is on. 347-843-4981, 347-843-4981. And no, you don't have to say anything, but if you want to, you can. Or you can just go to the website and click on the ministry and whoop, you'll be right there. But listen to this, okay? At this particular time, I want you to get into a good place. We're going to call it the good place. And when we get into this particular place, however you pray, whether it's on your face, whether it's on your knees, whether it's in your bed, whether it's with a pillow, whether whatever it is, however you pray, right? I want you to do it independently. Why? Because when we face our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we're going to face our Lord and Savior independently, right? That's what's going to happen. And so we're going to go ahead and begin. And this is your time to be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and just to think on the good things. Thank God. We're not going to go over right now adding, subtracting, multiplying because God says he already has a plan. He says, and his plan is for us to prosper. And because of this, he says, if you had a million tongues, you couldn't thank me enough for what I am getting ready to do. He said, this is nothing about you. It's all about who you belong to. It's all about favor, grace, and mercy. He says, and therefore, we have to learn to thank God in advance. Amen. And when you learn to do things in advance, oh, Lord, God says, it's always on time. God says, he already knew this. He already knew. And because he already knows and he's omnipotent and he's all knowing, God says, I have plans for you to prosper. So therefore we have to think on the good things. And so this is your opportunity right now to just thank God and bless God. If you're on this line, you're supposed to be on this line. If you're listening or you're going to listen later, you're supposed to have listened later. Okay? I mean, whatever place you're in right now, God calls it a good place, the voice of God. And so I want you to get into your good place. And a lot of people call it the secret closet, but God said it's a good place in your life. It's a good place to thank God. This is a good place when you're reading a book, right? Every good reader tells the audience, this is a good place to think about the plot. Or this is a good place to think about something. God said this is a good place to think about his goodness, grace, and mercy. Amen. He says that he gives to all mankind who believe and trust in him, and some people don't even deserve it. Amen. So we're going to go ahead, and my computer just went off. Praise the Lord. We're going to try to put it back on, but it's going to be silent because my battery has actually gone out. But it's going to be silent for a little bit. All right? And so I want you to go ahead because if I play it on this other speaker here, you won't be able to hear it. It'll be kind of garbled. So we're going to have a little quiet time, and we're just going to pray unto God. And then when the music decides to come on, we're going to do that. But I want you to get into your good place. Yeah, the good place, whatever place that is. Now, I always like to come in a bedroom, and I always like to get on my knees, and I always like to look up towards the hills. Amen. And I always like to dim the lights, you know, all that good stuff, because I don't want any distractions. Whatever your place is, and when the music comes on, it's going to come on. But when it gets quiet, don't think that we're offline or anything. It's just the simple fact that we're praising God. And when the computer decides, which is deciding right now, that it wants to come on, or if it decides it wants to go off, it doesn't matter because we're going to have church anyway. Amen. God is going to hear our prayers either way. So at this particular time, you are listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and we're going to actually try to bring up the music just in a second. When I hear it, So as the music is playing, and if you're still praying, that's fine. But every now and then we're going to meditate and we're just going to praise and thank God for all of his goodness. We thank God for all of his great works. We thank God for being who he is. But because without God we are nothing, without God we can do nothing. And because we serve a true and living God, we are the light of the world. We are the sheep of the pasture. And God always, 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 he says, I have a plan for you, a plan for you to be prosperous. And he says that to all of his children. And we have to continue to lean and depend on God. We're in a good place, y'all. And it's not, it has nothing to do with the world. It has everything to do with God. God sees so many things that we don't even see. And because we serve a true and living God, God is able to bring those things out. He calls it rolling out the red carpet. And as we continue to be encouraged and prosperous from this day forth in the name of Jesus and the Spirit of God, let us not forget, I'm going to be very honest, at 3 p.m., I need to be more faithful and diligent in remembering God. But God says, keep doing what you're doing. But he says, remember me. And God knows our hearts and he knows our minds. And we are to be fountains rather than drains. We are to live each day as best we can and do our very best and live and enjoy and just have fun. That's what life is about. And so we have to continue to depend on God. But we're in a good place, says the Lord. And one of the things I want you to understand is that when you wake up in the morning, your mind should be at ease because hopefully you had a good dream. Then when you go to sleep, you shouldn't go to sleep all stressed out. Enjoy life. There is life and there's death. And so in between some of that, you're going to have some fun. And so we as people, we have to continue to live each day. We have to continue, as God is showing me, to remember the umbrella. God says, I have you covered. Covered by God, the Lord Jesus, Allah, El Shaddai, Elohim, Jehovah. When you're covered by that one being, you're going to be all right. And so we have to continue to utilize our eyes to look up towards the hills and utilize our ears to hear the revelation and utilize our voice to continue to be a mouthpiece for the Spirit of God. And so once we get ready to go to bed tonight, I want you to expect something on tomorrow. And I'm only speaking to those who are listening in the right now because I want you to know that this is real. I want you to expect God's grace, favor, and mercy. I want you to mark my words. It is 10:45 p.m. Central Standard Time on the 8th of May, 2017. You are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. Mark my words. All I want you to say is, Lord, I receive, and Lord, I believe. And I want you to expect, not from me, but I want you to expect God to do something. Expect something from God on tomorrow. And on tomorrow, God's will, which is Tuesday, I want you to enjoy your acceptance, enjoy your favor, whatever it is from God. Then on Wednesday, as we're praying, I want you to thank God again for it. And this is a spiritual thing. And we as these people have to always give thanks unto God. Every opportunity that we get, we must seize that moment. Okay? So as we get ready to listen to some of the announcements, I want you all to just relax, continue to relax and listen to the music. We have a lot of inboxes. We have a lot of people listening. And be sure to let someone know, in case they missed it, that all of these particular ministries, interviews, shows, are archived. That means that you can listen to them anytime you want. Anytime. All right. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to freedomloveshow.com, or you can go to stellargospelmusic.com, and you can listen. You'll be right in the studio. Amen. So you can listen to the freedomloveshow.com and things of that nature. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, anyone with a positive message, educational leaders, please Facebook Afri to Love, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfriToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, be sure to pray for all of your family members. When you do pray for them, which it should be every day, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Why? Because the prayer of the righteous availeth much, and we must pray one for another. In addition to that, continue to have the faith. Continue to pray to God. The sky is the limit. Amen. Once we give and surrender ourselves unto God and say, Lord, use me in such a way, the Lord will do that. He will open up more doors and windows where you won't have enough room to receive. And when you do receive, amen, be sure to give back to God and give back to the community and give back to people, because we serve a true and living God. One of the things that, as the revelation is here, one of the things is God talks about, and I want you to turn in your Bibles for a second, okay? Give me just a second. When you look at Matthew 6:34, the Lord says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you eat or drink, or about your body, what you wear. Is not life more than food? And, listen to me, give me just a second. My computer's going off. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen. So we must continue to trust in God. A lot of us get ahead of ourselves. We start worried about this and worried about that. Just live. And when you surrender unto God, somebody just sent me an inbox with that. That's why I shared it. But when you surrender yourself unto God, you're saying, Lord, I'm available unto you. Use me for your service. Right? And once you do that, Lord, I want to walk in the will. Wherever your will is, let it be done. And when you do that, start expecting something great. I said this on yesterday, and I'll continue to say it. Right? When we talk about the goodness of God, God did something great that I wasn't even expecting. On Friday, I said, where in the world? That was nobody but God. I had no idea. That was God. And God is going to do more great things. But be sure to thank God. Be sure to give God your time. Be sure to spend some time with God. Other than on the AfriToLoveShow.com, spend some time with God. Talk to God. Let God know. Amen? Because when we do that, right, not only are we establishing a relationship with God, but we're also in touch with the revelation of God, with the will of God, and things of that nature. And so we want to continue to be connected unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are connected. Say, I am connected to the Lord. And right now, we are just to live and enjoy life. Always have a purpose. Always. Because God always has a plan. So I want you to check out the websites, freedomloveshow.com, stellargospelmusic.com. As I said before, if you want to come on the ministry, please do so. I would love to have you. We're going to have a couple of guests. I'm going to schedule a couple of interviews with our guests pretty soon. So please be sure to check that out. In addition to that, just continue to be great. Continue to serve God. Continue to trust God and believe in God, because God never fails. Never. And that is a promise. Okay? So just continue to believe and trust in God. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is actually Wednesday, when we have, we're going to have Praying with Love and Power. Okay? Be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avrita. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Avrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.